This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are continuing our series today on exploring the different varieties of pizza available across Illinois. This time we are going west, young man, to the Quad Cities, spanning the Illinois-Iowa border on the Mississippi River. The Quad Cities are known as the home of John Deere, but they also have a pizza style all their own, known as Quad City. Interestingly, it has roots in my old stomping grounds in the south suburbs of Chicago, specifically Calumet City, but it was brought to Rock Island and perfected there in 1952. Joining us now to talk about his pizza parlor's version of Quad City-style pizza is Joe Schilling, owner at St. Giuseppe's Heavenly Pizza, located in East Moline. Joe, welcome to the 21st Show.
How are we doing? I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you. Let's start out with just what makes a Quad City style pizza a Quad City style pizza?
Look, you know, I think a lot of people have their own definition of what makes a Quad City style pizza. You know, for me, I try to step away from that term, you know, but look, you know, when it comes down to it, I think a lot of people, they define a Quad City style pizza by just being a piece of pizza dough with the sauce and toppings and then cheese over the toppings, right? And the toppings being on top of the cheese. So like, for example, pepperoni, you know, you expect your pepperoni to be on top of the cheese, like the cup and chop pepperonis, you know what I'm talking about?
But I do know.
Anyway,
yeah.
So that's something that we're getting into. We're actually trying to step away, you know, go outside the box here, you know. I don't like to say that my pizza has any specific kind of style. We just kind of do our own thing. But yeah, Quad City style pizza, look, you know, I feel like you know, a lot of people try to claim that our area has its own style of pizza, which, look, you know, like it does. It does, but
all right. So we got. Well, let me guide this. You got cheese on top. I understand. There's also scissors involved. That is an essential thing here. So talk about that.
We use a pizza knife. You know, cool guys like Frank's and Harris, they use scissors. But look, I use a pizza knife because I, you know, it's easier. You know, using the scissors, that's ridiculous. You know, I don't use
all right, but it's crazy. But it's cutting these rectangular strips, right? So not necessarily the pie shapes, not the square cut we talked about with the Chicago Tavern style, but these strips. What's the deal with the strips?
Look, that's just how they did it back in the day, but I always say cut it however you want. You know, that's what we do. We say you want pie cut, party cut, you know, Quad City cut. You know, I call it Quad City cut because nobody else cuts their pizza into rectangles. I personally like the pie cut just because I think it's more efficient to eat. You know, you can actually pick up the slice rather than picking up this rectangle with the cheese drooping off the edges. You got to eat with a fork and knife. It drives me nuts. It's not a Chicago-style pie. You eat it with your hands. You know, I don't want to have to eat something thin with a fork and knife. That's crazy.
I am not opposed to a fork and knife on pizza in a restaurant because it's hot. But definitely if you get it home, then you can definitely use your hands. All right, that's just me.
Sure, sure.
Look, all right, so let's talk about your business, St. Giuseppe. Who was St. Giuseppe? Where does the name come from?
Look, our family, you know, it's got Italian roots, you know, very Catholic. St. Giuseppe, that's St. Joseph, that's Jesus' father figure. You know the carpenter, you know who I'm talking about?
I do know, yes.
You know,
know
Mother
him well.
Mary's husband. Yep. Great guy, awesome guy, great father. He's actually the patron saint of fatherhood. Awesome guy. But that's who our business is named after. You know, we're really big on fatherhood. You know, real big on family. You know, my dad, great guy. He was the best. You know, him and my mother, they started the business, and, you know, here I am today. My name's also Joe. You know, I'm also Giuseppe. My son, his name is Joe. He's also Giuseppe, you know. I like to call him little Giuseppe. But St. Giuseppe, that's St. Joseph. You know, he's one heck of a guy, really good guy.
You said your parents started the business. How long have you all been in business there?
1997, 25 years. Yeah.
Wow. So I understand.
10 kids in our family.
Yeah. Well, so I understand a variant of Quad City style pizza, if we can stick with that term for now, is
sure.
Taco pizza. What is taco pizza?
Taco pizza, look, it's a sausage pizza with taco seasoning and cheddar, you know, and then it comes out of the oven. You top it with lettuce, tomato, taco chips. These taco chips, it's something similar to what you would eat a hard shell taco with, but it's, you know, it's got a taco flavoring to it. It's pretty good, you know. It's you know, I mean, our taco pizza is obviously the best, but as far as talking about the taco pizza, you know, that Happy Joe's come up with, look, you know, it's kind of garbage. But no, our taco pizza is really good. And a lot of people like our taco pizza. They say that our taco pizza is the best. But yeah, it's just Imagine taking a taco and turning it into a pizza. You know, I did the same thing with the Italian beef sandwich. I put Italian beef and diced up pickle. And I topped it up with potato chips. And that's pretty good. I think that's a lot better than the taco pizza. But yeah, you know, we're trying new things.
Well, let me ask about that. Do you feel pressure to? Because I mean, I think some people think pizza is pizza, right? What do you need to? You don't need to work
that's
on
how
pizza.
I feel.
Well, but here you are doing all this innovating taco pizza, Italian beef sandwich pizza. What is
you
there pressure
try
to innovate?
Jalapeno. Oh, that's the biggest pressure in the world to innovate. You must innovate, especially during like a time like today. You know, for the past 20 years, a restaurant could make it by just existing, but now we have to innovate. We have to innovate. You know, we got a lot of pressures. Our food costs going up. We got so many things going on. We can't just raise our prices because the food cost is going up. We got to innovate and come up with new ideas. And the jalapeno popper pizza. Have you heard of this?
I have not. No.
Have you heard of this?
Tell me.
Listen, I'm making this new jalapeno popper pizza. It's got this cream cheese sauce with jalapenos, top with mozzarella cheese. I put the bacon on top. Bacon strips on top of the pizza. You eat this pizza, it tastes just like a jalapeno popper pizza. Or excuse me, it tastes just like a jalapeno popper, but it's a pizza. Isn't that amazing?
All right, so
it's
Illinois.
The best.
Illinois, we're coming to the end of our time together. Illinois is obviously when you say Illinois pizza.
Let me buy you a pizza. You got to get in here. Let me
All
buy
right.
you a pizza.
Illinois is known for deep dish, right? Do you think Quad Cities deserves to be mentioned? In the, you know, should be as well known as deep dish for Illinois pizza.
You know, let Illinois have its deep dish. You know, let them have their claim to fame. I mean, you know, just like Chicago. I tell people I'm from Illinois, they say, oh, you're from Chicago? I said, no, I'm not from that place. Yeah, I'm from the, you know, I'm from the west. You know, Illinois is huge. It's a beautiful state, you know, but I say let them have their deep dish. You know, I don't need to be known by where I'm from or what kind of pizza I serve. As long as people think it's delicious and as long as I'm making money and feeding my kids, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Are you hoping to make St. Giuseppe's a third-generation restaurant over time?
100%, absolutely. 50 generations. I don't care. Whatever I got to do. My little boy, he's not going to be allowed to go to college. I mean, he's going to work in the pizza business. He's going to learn from his old man, just like I did.
Joe Schilling is owner of St. Giuseppe's Heavenly Pizza in East Moline. Joe, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me buy you a pie.
we'll see about that, but I will stop in and buy my own pie next time I'm in the Quad Cities.
I'll
thanks
hold
for
you
your time.
That.
All right, and that is all the time we have for our program today. I do want to mention coming up next week is obviously election week. Election day is Tuesday, November 8th. On Monday, it's our final program before the election. We're going to have an ace panel of political reporters to recap the candidates and issues before voters this fall, from the governor's race to the Illinois Supreme Court. There are close races in Congress and a proposed amendment to the Illinois Constitution. We'll talk about all of that Monday on the 21st show. Also want to urge you to sign up for our texting group. We put questions to listeners. We often share your responses on air. It does shape our coverage. You can join by sending the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's TALK, and send it to 217-803-0730. You can find that as well as every other way to contact us, email, Twitter, Facebook. It's all on our website, 21stshow.org. While you're there, you can also sign up for our podcast or just find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for The 21st. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.